Life on the nanoscale is so tiny it's hard to imagine. It's as small as 1/100,000th of a human hair. It's as tiny as the width of a strand of DNA. A nanoparticle can be so small it can actually enter living cells. Nanoparticles are loved by scientists and entrepreneurs for the novel things they can do at those tiny sizes. They act differently. They can go where larger particles can't. Many companies already sell new products with nano properties. The Project on Emerging Nanotechnologies says there are almost 500 products on the market that use nanotechnology. Some of those products are starting to show up in the grocery store. Jennifer Kuzma is with the Center for Science, Technology, and Public Policy at the University of Minnesota. She tracks nanotech developments in food and agriculture. She says there are some edible nanoproducts on store shelves right now.
One is a chocolate shake formula that is a nano emulsion of cocoa molecules so that you can deliver more flavor for less of the cocoa product.
Kuzma says that's just the beginning. She says hundreds more nanoproducts, including a lot of food products, are on their way to market. In many cases, scientists are looking for solutions to food safety problems. For example, bacteria in the intestines of chickens and turkeys can make people sick when poultry is undercooked. Right now, farmers treat their birds with antibiotics. But as bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics, scientists are looking for other methods to fight the bacteria. Jeremy Zinn is a research scientist at Clemson University. He's part of a team developing what he calls intelligent chicken feed. Basically, chickens would be fed a nanomaterial that attaches to molecules on the surface of the harmful bacteria. Then the bacteria could be purged from the chicken along with fecal matter.
If we use this physical purging, physical removal, we are not using antibiotics. So the chance of the microorganism become resistant to it is really small.
Zinn says his research is still in its early stages. He says there are a lot of safety tests he needs to run. They need to find out if the nanomaterial is safe for chickens and people who eat the chickens. And they need to find out what happens if the nanomaterial is released into wastewater.
As a scientist, I love to see my technology being used broadly and very quickly being adopted. But I'm also concerned we must be cautious. I don't want to create a miracle drug and then later it becomes a problem for the long term.
There are big open questions about just how safe nanoparticles are. Researcher Jennifer Kuzma says there have only been a handful of known toxicology studies done so far. She says nanoparticles might be more reactive in the human body than larger particles.
There's several groups looking at the ability of nanoparticles to damage, let's say, your lung tissue. Some of the more manufactured and man-made nanoparticles are thought to have greater abilities to get into the lungs, penetrate deeper, and perhaps damage the cells in the lungs, in the lung tissue.
In some cases, it's hard for the government to get information about new nanoproducts. Kuzma says companies tend to keep their own safety data under lock and key.
Some companies might send you the safety studies if you ask for them, and others may not, because they have, of course, interest in patenting the technology and confidential business information.
So the government doesn't always know all that much about what's heading to market. Agencies are trying to figure out how, and even whether, to regulate products of nanotechnology. Right now, there are no special labeling requirements for nanoproducts. In the meantime, nanotechnology is turning into big business. Several analysts predict that just 3 years from now, the nanotech food market will be a $20 billion industry. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.